American consumers are really spending with their generally higher pay. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Economists who see an economic slowdown in America's near future just got undercut by consumers. There is news this morning that retail sales went up 0.9% in November, once you factor out volatile products like gasoline and food. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York.
People are spending for all kinds of things, from department stores on clothing. They're spending on eating out. Discretionary. And that's what you want to see as an indication that consumers are confident and comfortable. In fact, these numbers are strong enough, it's going to result in upward revisions to people's fourth quarter GDP estimates. The only caveat is these retail sales numbers tend to be revised heavily.
At a time when other spots in the world economy are not having a good fall. Look at China. New data for November shows the lowest growth for retail sales in China in about 15 years. Different story there, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's been the story there since the beginning of the year. We shouldn't feel too sorry for them because it's slowing to 6%, which is still pretty fabulous. But the momentum is unmistakable.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, David.
So U.S. expanding, China stuttering, and France may have an acute challenge here. One measure of French private sector businesses today shows economic contraction for the first time in 2.5 years there. Trouble in car manufacturing is a lot of that. But the survey is for November, when thousands of people took to the streets to protest a rise in the gas tax and economic inequality more generally. I spoke to the BBC's Hugh Schofield this morning.
Obviously, every day that there are these big protests, it means people not shopping. That's very, very obvious here in Paris. But it's not just in Paris. It's all over the country. And of course, as everyone knows, a lot of shops rely for the Christmas period, rely on the Christmas period for a huge part of their annual sales. So they have been very, very badly hit.
Now, there's expected to be, I think, more people wearing yellow vests in the streets this weekend, even after President Macron's pledges of lowering taxes on retirees, a bonus for minimum wage workers paid for by the government. What more are these protesters asking for, do you think?
It seems to me fairly clear that the moderates in this movement, and probably that's mainly the people who started it off, are broadly saying, okay, he's done quite a lot. This was quite a climb down by the government. We're not going to give up, nor are we going to protest. And these Saturday protests are becoming very, very costly for the economy. They're costing money to people who support us because small shopkeepers are terribly hit. So we'll stop. But there are the hardliners who want to keep going.
Well, we'll watch for what the character of those protests are tomorrow. The BBC's Paris correspondent, Hugh Schofield, thank you.
Thank you.
Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. Don't say that very often. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and to get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism that you trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that about 5.7 million Americans are currently living with that form of dementia. That number could more than double by 2050, and the projected cost of care is staggering. Today, a story about adult daycare. Here's reporter Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
Samuel DiBiase was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease a year and a half ago. When his wife and primary caregiver had a stroke, she struggled to look after him. Son-in-law David Carter says a nursing home wasn't in their budget.
They don't have a lot of means. They don't have any insurance plan for long-term care.
Recently, he started taking DiBiase to the adult daycare in Titusville, Florida, run by the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation. Activities like coffee and conversation start as early as 7:30 in the morning in what looks like a giant classroom. It's a more affordable option for long-term care, and Carter has already noticed that getting his father-in-law out of the house for a few hours each day has improved his mood.
although he doesn't remember their names, but he does enjoy the hymns they sing.
His mother-in-law, meanwhile, has more time to take care of herself. Russell Sell is the director of the adult daycare in Titusville. He also runs similar centers in Melbourne and Barefoot Bay. Services are free for people enrolled in some Medicaid plans, but not for Medicare patients. So the daycare offers some low-income families assistance through a state-run program and private scholarships. On average, people end up paying about $63 a day out of pocket.
It's a huge cost savings. It allows families to stay in their home. And like I said, it gives peace of mind.
Health economist Damian May, who works with the Alzheimer's Association in Chicago but lives in Florida, says caregivers will pay about $10,000 a year on average for expenses that aren't covered by their insurance plans.
Things like prescription drugs to manage your Alzheimer's disease. Patient may or may not actually have supplemental coverage that enables them to get the prescription drugs.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says there are about 4,600 adult daycare centers in the United States, and about 31% of these serve people diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.
And Reuters just ran a story based on documents suggesting Johnson & Johnson knew for decades there was dangerous asbestos in some of its talcum baby powder, but kept this from regulators and the public. J&J stock is down 3.7% now. Johnson & Johnson told Reuters the claim is false, an attempt by lawyers to win lawsuits, and that its product is safe. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.